239 years old. Still looking pretty good. No Botox, no plastic surgery. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is weather personality Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd lives and works in the San Francisco Bay Area. He is the perfect person to speak to concerning the California drought. It's been going on for quite a while, and there's no real relief in sight yet. So we'll talk to Lloyd and see what it's like to actually live and deal with the drought on an everyday basis. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the film that everyone seems to be talking about and seeing this summer, Jurassic World. And then bullying effects later in life. Were you bullied in school? You can remember those times. Think back when you had your lunch money taken, whatever the situation was, maybe something even more serious. Well, those effects go on and you carry them with you into your adult life, and we'll talk about it. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David. This time, Ted is talking about financial fidelity. Well, we start things off this hour with the 239th anniversary of the birth of our nation. And about a week ago, I spent about 4 days in our nation's capital with my wife and my son. It was an interesting time to go. He is 12. He is very interested in history, so it was the perfect time to go. And as you walk and you see certain things, it really puts a lot into perspective. When you see these buildings and these ideas that were created in the 1700s, and you can go to the archives and you can actually see the Declaration of Independence and you can see the Constitution. And in a way, it's a little sad because the ink is fading away and it's a very dimly lit room. It's presented in a very beautiful fashion and it's lit very respectfully so you can see, but it's starting to fade away. But the ideas don't. But it really made me think about, while we have so much to be proud of, we also have these moments in our history that really make you just scratch your head and, I guess, text WTF out to the world. It is amazing, is it not, that in the 1950s, a woman, simply because she had dark skin, was arrested because she wouldn't give up her seat on a bus to a man with white skin. 1960. College students have to sit down and have a sit-in at a lunch counter so they can simply eat a sandwich because of the color of their skin. They were not allowed to do that to that point. Women didn't vote until the 1920s. And our founders, and we always talk about the founders and how great they were, they still thought that people with dark skin were simply property. There is so much to be thankful for living in this country, but it really does sometimes make you scratch your head and you realize, just like anything else, nothing is perfect. Our union isn't perfect. We still have a lot of disagreements nowadays. Think about some of the news stories just from the past year. We're still a pretty divided country. There are moments when we do come together, when you think of September 11th and things such as that. We have our differences. We tend to argue them in some very interesting ways. We have become an incredibly divided culture and country, especially in the way we follow our political media. You can be way out there with the righties with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, or you can be way out there with the lefties with Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. I prefer to stay right down the middle. We've had this conversation on this show before. To me, it's simply not rooting for a team. You can't be a Met fan or a Yankee fan when it comes to politics. You have to use your brain, and you have to appreciate the freedoms that you do have here and use that freedom to think independently. There are issues that sometimes the right is correct on and sometimes the left is correct on. And when you really think about how this country has been built and how it has survived, it's because it is a melting pot. A little left, a little right, and when you cook it all up, it's still the best place in the world to live. Stay with us. Lloyd Lindsey Young is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend! Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room when I was in playing clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. Home and Garden TV's Ed Begley Jr. has been green for almost two decades now, and it's all the richer for it. Smart Money is now going on greening up business, and investment money is going there too. Ed Begley.
All this stuff is not just good for the environment, it's good for the economy. They say it's going to hurt the economy. Why? There are jobs making solar panels, wind turbines, compact fluorescent bulbs, energy-saving thermostats. You know, all these things, there's jobs and dignity making all those items. So how can it be bad for the economy? Hey, it's not just good for the environment, it's good for my pocketbook. I came here in my Prius instead of flying. It cost me $40, Harrison. $40. It's not about the environment. I'm cheap, okay?
Soon will come a wave of all new items from dishwashers to microwaves. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.